Live by every word. That is the challenge and the opportunity the Bible gives to you. This program examines the actual words that have proceeded out of the mouth of God Himself, so we can use them to guide our paths and live by them in our everyday lives. This is Live by Every Word.
Thanks for joining me today on Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk, and this is Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG. We're online at kpcg.fm, and we have a live link at thetrumpet.com. If you missed any past episodes and you'd like to go back and hear those, you can find those at kpcg.fm and at thetrumpet.com or on iTunes. Wherever you can find podcasts, we will probably be there, so you can listen to this program and the other programming here on Trumpet Radio. There are many false gospels in the world today. Many false gospels. And it adds to the confusion, the religious confusion. Lots of people claim to be religious or try to be religious, and yet what's the truth? What's the true direction to go? What did Christ really teach? There's all sorts of gospels that people can pick from. Some people teach the gospel of grace. Others are into a social gospel. There's the gospel of salvation. There's a gospel about Christ, the person of Christ. All sorts of different gospels that are out there. That's probably just the tip of the iceberg. But the thing is, those are all ideas of men. They're ideas of men. And what we need is we need to find the truth. We need God's thoughts and ideas. What does God think? What does God teach? What did Christ teach when he was on this earth? To understand the true gospel, we have to look at the Word of God. Look into the Word of God and see what it says. And so we're going to do that today. And if you have a Bible, it'd be great to get it out. We can take a look at some of these passages together. We'll go through just a few today, but it will shed light on the true gospel message that Jesus Christ brought to this earth. The true gospel is the good news of the soon coming kingdom of God. It's the good news of the soon coming kingdom of God. That's what Christ taught when he was on this earth. That's the gospel that Christ proclaimed. God the Father sent Christ to proclaim the gospel of the soon coming kingdom of God. Christ was a messenger. He came with a message. He was a prophet. He told about what was going to come in the future. Let's notice a passage in Matthew 24. Matthew 24. Christ prophesied that many would teach a false gospel message. Many would teach a false gospel message. So the fact that there are a lot of false gospel messages today is not a surprise. Christ prophesied that it would happen. And we can notice this in Matthew 24, verses 4 through 5. Here Jesus' disciples had asked him, what would be the end of the world? The end of the age? What events would come along? In verse 4, it says, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. So be careful, because people are going to try to deceive you. They're going to try to deceive you. So take heed. Pay attention. Verse 5 says, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. So what does that mean? Well, you can turn on almost any television set that has the local TV stations in a particular area, and you'll find quite a few religious stations. At least that's the case here in Oklahoma, where we're broadcasting from. Well, there must be 5 or 6, and they're just broadcast religion all of the time. All kinds of different religious programs, different ideas. Lots of people, many people, as Christ said, coming and saying, I am Christ and shall deceive many. They're all talking about Christ. That's the one thing that they would have in common if you watched those programs. They're all talking about Christ. But what about him? Now, it's good to know that Christ came to this earth and that he's coming again, and that he is the Son of God, and he is our Savior, and our King, and our High Priest. Those are very important things to know. But we also have to know what message he brought. But it's so deceptive because people talk about Christ very often and yet don't talk about his message. And that's where the deception is. And that's what Christ prophesied here in Matthew 24, that many would come, not just a few, not just a handful, many. Many would come in my name saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Deceiving people with the name of Christ. The Herbert W. Armstrong Bible Correspondence Course, which is free. It's a great Bible course. It's at thetrumpet.com. And if you haven't signed up for that, please do so and take it. Untold thousands of professing Christian ministers have, over the centuries, preached Christ. They have professed to be his ministers, to represent him. They have said Jesus of Nazareth is the Christ, but they have withheld Christ's gospel, and thus the vast majority have been deceived by false gospels. So many people have come and said that they were ministers, that they were bringing the gospel message, they talked about Christ, but they withheld the message that Christ actually preached. And that's very true even of Christ's own disciples, those that did know the true gospel. We are in the final church era that Revelation talks about. We are in the Laodicean era today. And unfortunately, this era is marked by a mass turning away from God's truth. Many people that knew the true gospel message no longer know what it is. They don't know what it is anymore. How deceptive is Satan? Boy, he is very deceptive, isn't he? Very good at it. It looks good, the idea of talking about Christ. It feels good, looks good. But if his message isn't being taught, then it's deception. And the thing that is so deceptive about being deceived is that people don't know it. They don't know that they're being deceived. A deceived person doesn't know they are deceived. That's what makes them deceived. So many people are very sincere, and they really think that they're following Christ, but they're not following the message that he taught. And so that is why we must always look into God's word and then strive to live by every word of it. People say a lot of things, but we have to look into the word of God. Let's look over at Galatians 1 and notice the scripture here. Galatians 1, the apostle Paul, he was dealing with a false gospel. Way back then, he was already dealing with a false gospel, and this was written only about 20 years after Christ's death. So Christ had only been dead 20 years, and you'd think people would remember what he had taught. He was just there. And yet, there was already a false gospel being preached. Notice this in Galatians 1. He says, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Verse 8 says, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that which you have received, let him be accursed. That's very serious. There's a double curse here. For a false gospel, another gospel, which isn't another, as he said. It's false. It masquerades as the truth. You know, these messages weren't coming along and these messengers and saying that they didn't believe in Christ. No, they were saying, oh yeah, we believe in Christ. Of course we do. But then they taught a different message than what Christ taught. See, that's the deception. The true gospel that Christ preached was perverted, as we read there in verse 7. They perverted it. They perverted it. And to pervert something, when used as a verb, it means to alter something from its original course, meaning, or state, to a distortion or corruption of what was first intended. So it's not the exact opposite necessarily or completely different than what people have heard. It's an altered message. It's been altered from its original course. It's been distorted. It's been corrupted. And there it is. See, so deceptive. Satan doesn't have his false ministers come out and say, we don't believe in Christ. They come out and say, oh, yes, yes, we believe in Christ. But they don't tell you what he said. They don't bring you the message. And that's why it is so deceptive. And it's perverted. It's a perverted message. They took the true gospel and they perverted it. That's what Paul was dealing with when he was writing in Galatians 1. About 20 years after Christ died, so it wasn't long at all, the gospel, the true gospel, was being distorted. The false gospel had used the name of Christ, but ignored the message Christ preached. And that is why, of course, it is so deceptive. And that's what Christ prophesied in Matthew 24. We read it earlier. He prophesied that that would happen. People would come in his name, saying that he was Christ, and deceive many. These false gospel messages, they use Christ's name. They claim to be the truth, but they don't do what he said. They don't teach what he taught. The correspondence course says the true gospel was suppressed not long after Christ completed his ministry. After about AD 70, it was no longer proclaimed publicly to the world. The true church of God was forced by persecution to go underground, holding services secretly, communicating the truth of God privately. A false gospel continued to be preached publicly. And so, for many years, 1900 years, you couldn't even hear the true gospel message unless you knew where to find the true church of God, and that was underground because of persecution. Well, you hear the truth today. You hear it on this radio station. You read it in the Trumpet magazine. You can read it at thetrumpet.com and all the books and booklets that are being offered there. Of course, radio podcasts and videos. All sorts of truth that's available. The Herbert W. Armstrong Bible Correspondence Course. That's the truth of God. It opens up the Bible to your understanding, mystery of the ages. All of it is free. And it's at thetrumpet.com, but it hasn't always been there and available. For many, many years, it was underground until Herbert W. Armstrong was used by God to teach the truth, to teach that true gospel message that no one had heard in centuries. Until, of course, Christ began to work through him powerfully to proclaim that message again. So because of all the false gospels today, when people hear the truth, they usually reject it. They usually reject the truth when they hear it because they assume that what they've heard their whole lives is true, even though really, in most cases, that's a false gospel message about the person of Christ, but not about the message that Christ taught. And Christ taught the message of the soon coming kingdom of God. And people actually find the true gospel message about the kingdom of God to be unusual. Well, that's unusual. We haven't heard that before. That's interesting. Because they're not familiar with the truth. It seems strange to them. But nevertheless, Christ came teaching the gospel of the kingdom. And most people have not heard it before, even in our day to day. So many churches, you can go down the road in about any direction from where I'm broadcasting from, and you'll find church upon church upon church, all kinds of them. Christian churches, as they would call it. They don't teach the true gospel message. They don't know it. Let's look at something here in 2 Corinthians 11. 2 Corinthians 11, here Paul warning the Corinthian church again about a false gospel message. And he was concerned because he knew how deceptive it was, and it was having an effect. He said, But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety. So again, Satan's very subtle. He doesn't come out and tell you how he's going to deceive you. He's subtle about it. It says, I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit, which you have not received, or another gospel, which you have not accepted, you might well bear with him. In other words, you might say, oh, okay, let's hear more about that, and that sounds interesting, and let it into your mind and sort of, you know, accept it. He said, no, reject that. Get away from it. See, Paul was concerned that God's people might believe a false gospel. He was concerned that false ministers would preach another Jesus. And this, of course, is exactly what Christ warned about in Matthew 24, verses 4 through 5. False ministers preaching a false message that focused on the person of Christ, but ignored the message of the kingdom of God, which Christ taught. They wanted to teach about the person of Christ, not about the kingdom of God. And these false ministers are deceptive and subtle because, of course, Satan's leading them. Notice this, continuing here in 2 Corinthians 11, verses 13 through 15. It says, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Right? It shouldn't be surprising if a false gospel sounds pretty good, or if it looks pretty good. Paul said, look, it's no marvel. Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Of course he tries to make his false religion look good and look righteous. He tries to look good and look righteous. His false ministers try to look good and look righteous. They're not walking around trying to scare people. No, they appear very righteous. You know, come hear the message I have for you. But it's a false message. It sounds good, but it's not the message that Jesus Christ taught. You can notice Romans 1, verse 18, it's recorded that the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. The Revised Standard Version says suppress the truth. So God has wrath for those who suppress the truth. It's very serious. Suppressing the truth, not teaching the truth. Is it a big deal? Yeah, it is. Yes, it is. Romans 1 and verse 18 shows that. God has wrath. And again, we read there also, when we were talking about Paul's warning in 2 Corinthians 11, he said in verse 15 that those false ministers, their end shall be according to their works. So they've been teaching the wrong thing, and God isn't happy about that. He's upset about it. He has wrath about it. But we do need to understand what the true gospel is. It's essential that we do. It's not enough to say, okay, there's false gospel messages out there. Now, okay, now we have to find the right one. We have to find the right message because it's vitally important, as we'll see. Notice what Christ said in Mark 16 and reading verses 15 and 16. And he said unto them, go you into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believes not shall be damned. Only the person who believes the true gospel and is baptized shall be saved. The person who doesn't believe the true gospel and doesn't obey God shall be damned, or, of course, they'll lose their salvation. Now, God calls every man in his season. God's church isn't on a soul-saving crusade today, as it would be called. But we definitely do preach the message, the true gospel message. And any person that is born into the kingdom and family of God will have to hear the true gospel. They will have to believe it. And they will have to repent and be baptized. But God's not calling most in the world today. But at some point, everybody will have to go through that process. The whole world will have to understand the true gospel of God. And they will. And they will. And it's important that we understand it today. We have to believe the true gospel and understand it. And then do something about it. There's plenty of people that read about it and don't do anything. Well, God does have a church. He does have a work that people need to support today. And so there is action that is required for those that God is calling. And God the Father does the calling. You can read about that in John 6 and verse 44. When he calls and opens somebody's mind, then they have to take some action. They have to take some action, and they do have to believe the gospel and be baptized. And then support God's work. The correspondence course says, on the authority of Jesus Christ, it is necessary to believe that precise, identical gospel in order to be saved. But in order to believe the true gospel, we must first come to know what gospel Jesus preached. We need to deeply understand the good news of the soon coming kingdom and family of God. And so if you'd like to understand more about that gospel of the kingdom, that gospel that Christ preached, of course, thetrumpet.com has Mystery of the Ages, The Incredible Human Potential, those books by Herbert W. Armstrong. They're free. You can read them right at the website. You can download them, or you can have them sent to you. It's all free of charge. And study more deeply about what is this gospel message. Really understand it. Also, as we have mentioned, the Herbert W. Armstrong Bible Correspondence Course that will take you through everything you need to know about your Bible, including the true gospel message, and it'll get into a lot of depth so you can understand that gospel correctly. That Herbert W. Armstrong Bible Correspondence Course, that's a free course, and it's at thetrumpet.com. And also, we have an email service, Signposts. You can sign up for that at thetrumpet.com. And that will be, it's an email that's sent every week, several times, and it covers some very fundamental issues and questions from your Bible. Some very basic truths that we all need to understand. And they're short articles. They can be read fairly quickly, but they address major questions and concerns people have. And a lot of them have to do with what is the true gospel message. That's all the time we have for today on this edition of Live by Every Word. Thanks for spending some time with me. I'm Dwight Falk. Until next time, let's all strive to more perfectly live by every word of God.
You've been listening to Live by Every Word on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.